Here we go.
The doorway in front of them was filled by a vast white wedge of back encased in a uniform jacket. Beneath were scarlet trousers and black boots to the knee, polished to laser brilliance. The figure began to turn. His hair was dark blonde and wavy. Even contorted into a snarl, his features were injection-molded perfection.
Baronial Guard!
He was fast, inhumanly fast. The Baronial Guards were genetically engineered to be as strong as they were quick, far beyond the human norm, and could absorb prodigious punishment. But Kane, alerted by that sixth sense that made him the consummate point man, had launched himself in a forward dive before the door opened. Reflex made Grant follow his move without thinking. Kane caught the spinning Baronial Guard around his wasp waist and slammed him forward to the polished marble floor. The guard arched his back to try to throw Kane off. Grant landed on his shoulders like a great panther, slamming that flawless face to the stone again. Expressionless now, the guard performed a push-up, lifting Kane and Grant, armor and all, right up with him. But Grant wrapped his huge polycarbonate-sheathed arms around the narrow head and threw his weight to the side as Kane sprawled out his legs to try to stop the guard from rolling over with them. Beautiful face immobile, the Baronial Guard thrashed furiously. He began arching his back high, then dropping his belly to the floor and bending backward. Barely clinging to his legs, Kane flopped like a hooked fish. Grant got a boot on the floor and heaved with all his might. The Baronial Guard's neck snapped. His dying paroxysm flung Grant and Kane aside like dolls.
Baptiste, get to the Medtrans unit.
Brigid sprinted down the corridor with her Romer skirts trailing behind her like drab, ragged pennons. Running from the other direction came two more guards. Both Kane and Grant still had scavenged copperheads in addition to their own Sin Eaters. Both had reloaded in the short ride up from Bravo level. Now, with Kane lying on his side and Grant on his belly, each thrust both weapons out to full arm's reach and blasted at the pair of oncoming guards. It was like trying to hit the spot of light cast by a flashlight twitched around at random. The pair darted and dodged from side to side, shooting laser pistols as they ran. Fortunately, both weapons were pulse lasers, so they could not simply be chopped down on the target like an ultra-long weightless blade, the way a continuous beam web might. And not even Baronial Guards could aim while running flat out and dodging. Both former mags knew from experience the guards were extraordinarily hard to kill. For his part, Kane didn't even try. He swept the copperhead side to side at crotch level. The nearer guard bloomed sudden deeper red on the front of his trousers and fell sprawling on his face. He tried to get up, could not. A pair of strikes by high-velocity steel-jacketed 4.85mm bullets had broken his pelvis. No matter how muscular a biped was, no matter how tough physically or mentally or even adrenalized, he couldn't walk with a broken pelvis. Even as the genetic construct Kane had blasted was finding this out, a grin still fixed on his perfect face and sweat standing out along the line of his wispy light brown hair, a bullet from Grant's purloined copperhead caught the other in the right eye socket and took out the back of his head in a black and pink cloud of cranial contents. He went down in a flail of decontrolled limbs and rolled over several times on the slick floor before coming to a halt. The injured guard, pulling himself doggedly forward on his elbows, tried to push his right hand, still holding a laser pistol, out before him to finish Kane. Kane put his wrists together, put his two weapons side by side, then sighted over the Sin Eater's perforated barrel shroud. He fired a quick pulse from both weapons simultaneously. It was as if an invisible jackhammer had gone to work on the Baronial Guard's face. Grant was on his feet, hauling Kane upright by the back of the web belt of synthetic he wore cinched over his polycarbonate hard shell.
No time to play around, pretty boy. Reinforcements are on the way.
Kane turned and matched his longer-legged partner stride for stride toward Brigid, who was waiting at the Matrans unit.
Get us back to Cerberus, Baptiste.
We're not going to Cerberus, Kane.
Staring at Baptiste's grim, set, lovely face, Kane opened his mouth to yell, but instead fell headlong into those bottomless seas, her eyes. And a spectral hand reached inside him and yanked his soul inside out.